Good morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch. Very well.
So I wanted to start with this question. How well understood is pain, and how advanced are our efforts to fight it?
Well, we used to think pain was pretty simple. You know, one pathway, a whole lot of stimuli, they'd all come into the brain and we'd sense one sort of feeling. But as we've researched probably over the last 15 years, we now know that it's much, much more complicated than that. So depending on the stimulus, heat or cold or mechanical or chemical or wounds and inflammation, they all stimulate different neuronal pathways. So it's very complicated.
Yeah, because I read somewhere it's like a cold pain and a heat pain. So what you're saying is these are actually obviously different kinds of pain, but the body receives them in a different way as well?
That's right. And they use different nerves, and they enter probably slightly different sites in the pain centers in the brain. So this gives rise to the different perceptions. It also opens up the opportunity, of course, to specifically target these different pathways. And that's what we're hoping to do with these venom peptides.
Yeah, so can you explain to us what conotoxins are and where are they found?
Well, conotoxins are small peptides, like mini proteins. They're found actually in little marine mollusks, like this shellfish, but there's a group of about 800 species that all use really quite a sophisticated venom to catch their food.
Mm-hmm.
So they've evolved only over the last 50 million years. They can catch worms, and they also defend themselves, and they have a different venom for that. And this defense against things like fish has allowed them to actually repurpose their venom. So they're now also fish hunters, as well as even mollusk hunters.
And so how do these work, these conotoxins work to sort of blunt or numb pain?
Well, with the conotoxins and also some of the spider toxins, they've focused in on a mechanism where they often paralyze their prey. And so they block the nerves. And it's these blocking toxins that specifically block pathways in say, fish, that also we find now, if we find the right ones, specifically block the specific channels associated with specific types of pain. And that's what we're trying to discover.
Okay. And when you say things like toxins and spider venom and things like that, people might perceive that as being, you know, not the safest way to do things. Are there any sort of side effects when it comes to using these sort of things?
Well, what we do is we take the crude venom, and they have, for spiders, say several hundred different peptides. For cone snails, we've even found perhaps up to 10,000 different peptides.
Wow.
And what we have to do is find the one peptide that hits the right target and doesn't touch anything else. And we avoid all the other ones that are the liabilities. And in this way, we get something very safe.
Okay. And so I know this is a big research project you've been working on for a while, but what's the sort of process of when a peptide is found, the right one? How is the process sort of work with turning that into an actual drug that can use for pain relief?
Yeah, look, it's a long process, unfortunately, but we make a discovery and we characterize it, and we basically get to a point where we believe we have what we call a clinical candidate. And that's a molecule we feel we can spend money on to get all the safety, all the toxicology, all those aspects that are required to be done for safety, get all that done. It costs quite a bit of money, and then take that through eventually into the clinic. And that takes, you know, that can take 5 or 6 years to get to that first point. And then you go into phase one studies, then phase two, and then phase three. So it's a long process, and it can take, you know, 6 to 8, even 10 years, depending on you know, what happens in that process to slow you down.
Well, it's a fascinating concept and really interesting to speak to you, Professor. Thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Thank you.
That is Professor Richard Lewis, the group leader of the Chemistry and Structural Biology Division and director for the Centre in Pain Research at the University of Queensland, talking to us about pain and how things like peptides and venoms and that sort of stuff can work to dull pain and maybe even, you know, relieve it in a lot of cases as well. But it is a long, long process, and a lot of hard work does go into it, as the press was telling us. So really interesting stuff there.